Welcome to the Vita Voices Power to Empower podcast series, where we're speaking with women leaders from around the world about their bold ideas, their courageous leadership, and their thoughts on the way forward. I'm your host, Elise Nelson.
On this historic day, as we usher in a new administration, I'm thinking of the next generation, the ones who look to the executive branch and see for the first time a woman and a woman of color serving as Vice President of the United States. I'm excited at the idea of what that representation can bring, that as little girls grow up across the United States and beyond, they can imagine themselves as Madam Vice President or Madam President. And I'm so excited today to be joined by artist Tranya Aguilero. Tranya is a fine art creator who really exemplifies what it means to use your power to empower. She uses art to tell stories from the past, present, and future, and embraces her background in the fashion industry to influence her current work, using bold, vibrant colors, experimental textures, and mixed media to depict expressive female forms with vivid emotion. Plus, we recently collaborated with Tranya to create a portrait of Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. It debuted today on the upcoming Vita Voices Global Headquarters for Women's Leadership on the outside of that building on 16th Street facing the White House. Tranya, thank you so much for sitting down with us today and sharing your work. We couldn't be more thrilled with the beautiful portrait that you painted of Madam Vice President.
Thank you.
So to start, I'd really love to hear about your journey of becoming an artist. I know you've said before that your creativity was fostered in large part by your mother. But can you talk about that path that led you to being an independent creator today?
Well, yes. My first of all, you are correct. My mother was a huge inspiration for me. Just watching her grow up with the passion that she had with her fashion, being in the fashion world and just creating, it inspired me to also be a creator in the art world. That dedication and commitment she had to creating during the day as a designer and at night coming home, creating her own business as a custom designer for wedding gowns, and then taking that and becoming a private label and creating her own business. I did the same thing with my art, just creating art and being passionate about it. I did that going into college and coming out being a fine artist. I took a couple of years off and dedicated about 20 years raising a family. And within the past 5 years, I've been pretty much an empty nester, but at the same time, steadily creating a plan for my art career during that time. And for the past 5 years, I've been steadily working on how I'm gonna start this art journey again, how to pick it up and start it. And I've been doing that ever since. And it's been a nice journey, and I've been just pretty much consistently putting that into place.
That's what a beautiful story, and certainly that our lives take those twists and turns for wonderful reasons. And you know, when you talk about that, I think a lot of times people forget that, you know, as an artist, you're also operating your own small business, having your own gallery. So can you talk a bit about how you decided to strike out on your own?
That was pretty much it. Striking out on my own was the fact that now I had that time. I actually had the time to commit to myself to really hone into all of that time to just be able to focus my energy on doing what I've been patiently waiting for while I was raising the family. That's pretty much it. Once I became that empty nester, I had plenty of time now to dedicate to seeing my art.
You know, all of us at Vital Voices are really big believers that arts and culture has the power to transform culture, has the power to change behavior. And there've been great studies on this that have shown when someone hears a speech, they sort of feel as though, you know, they should be thanked for listening to it, right? But when, or reading a newspaper article, it hits you in a different way. But when you see a beautiful piece of art or you listen to a beautiful piece of music, mm-hmm. you are thankful to the artist who provided that. So can you talk a little bit about how you think about that within your art, how you approach your art to not just be obviously a thing of beauty, but actually to change the way that people see and perceive people, women, or issues within the world?
Well, the thing is, I always try to tell by giving it a little a brighter perspective on like a dreary story. Sometimes by just creating, a lot of times with my art, I like to focus on my subjects are typically depicting women of strength, storytelling, life events, and I like to incorporate patterns and textiles into that. And also by sometimes taking a story and giving it a brighter perspective. Just making it more of a storyline, it could be a little bit more cheerful and enlightening by the way it's shown, the way it's the color use, the patterns, the subject matter, just trying to brighten it up a little bit.
Well, what is your hope in terms of what your art sparks in people, inspires in people?
My hope is that they can walk away from something being a little bit more informed, to learn something, to feel a little differently about a subject, to feel stronger, more passionate, just to have a little bit more vision about something, or maybe give you pause to think that there's another way to look at a subject as opposed to seeing a person in a different light.
So obviously it's pretty hard to have any conversation these days and ignore the COVID-19 pandemic, although we can start to see the flickers of light at the end of the tunnel, but it's impacted so many industries. And obviously so many of those industries intersect with art. I mean, so many of the art galleries have had to close or heavily restrict visitors. How do you think the pandemic has shifted the sector, has certainly shifted the way in which you work? Obviously, it's shifted the way all of us work, but how has it impacted your industry and you in particular?
Well, it definitely shifted the way I worked. As a result of it, I did close my shared studio space as a result of the pandemic. I did also have to, a lot of my gallery exhibits and openings changed as a result of the pandemic, you know, with limited showing and visits. It did change a lot, but it also in some instances changed in a good way too, because now I do have a lot more exposure that I didn't have before. It actually streamlined the process too, where it made it more accessible to people that were not able to see the exhibits before. It also streamlined the process of purchasing the art to people before that were not actually able to necessarily buy the art easily before. So in some sense, it has its drawbacks, but then it also improved in a lot of other ways also.
So we just commissioned a new portrait from you of Vice President Kamala Harris. And we're really excited to debut it. Can you talk a little bit about the process of creating that portrait? I mean, I can imagine creating a real person is there's more pressure, but she isn't just any person.
Yes.
and I can imagine, you know, being a Black woman yourself, mm-hmm. having a woman who is Black, a Black American, a South Asian American it's huge. I mean, when I speak to women leaders that we work with in India, in Jamaica, mm-hmm. the pride they feel, you know, one of our own is there, right? At the seat of power. It really is tremendously exciting. And I think what in my mind is even more exciting is that I know she's going to do a phenomenal job because she is a phenomenal leader. And that is so important that the first also be phenomenal. And so there is so much pressure on her, mm-hmm. you know, and I think all of us need to rally around and be extremely supportive. But also, I mean, just in how did you approach this portrait? Because obviously she has many looks, you know, I love her her in her tennis shoes. I loved seeing her out in her, you know, working in her garden at her home in California. You know, she does try and give us the sense that she's a real person, but she's, you know, she's also, you know, this just heroic, iconic figure now in American history.
Yes. The thing that stands out the most with her for me is I wanted to capture her beautiful smile. Every time you see her, her smile is amazing. She has such a beautiful smile. It seems so genuine. It speaks to the heart. It just spoke to me. That her smile and that amazing white suit that she wore, I wanted to capture that power look. And I think she's going to do an amazing job. I'm very proud of her being the first female vice president. And in fact, and the woman of color, that was amazing. And I want to show some homage to her roots, the fact that she's Indian and Jamaican. And I wanted to show that in some sense on her portrait. So that's why I did incorporate some of the prints in the background with the paisley and the Mandela print in the background for India. And then the colors to the left of the Jamaican flag kind of symbolizes a part of her heritage. And then the American flag on the lapel, it's just to kind of encompass all of that and that stand with a beautiful white suit that she had on as being the first. And I just love all the symbolism that it showed in that the smile and the pose and her looking at us. I just thought it would be great. And then the saying at the top, just saying that she's the first, but not the last. I just love the whole imagery of that. It just meant a lot.
It's so inspiring. You know, I have a 6-year-old daughter, and I think ever since she could kind of understand, you know, government and understand, you know, what it meant to be president of the United States, she's been asking me, why are there no girl presidents? Have there ever been girl presidents? And so, you know, you grow up with that different perspective, it changes everything. Because all of a sudden, it's like, if you know, the you know, obviously second in command, but you know, those sort of the highest seats of power, if you can see that, you know, you can aspire to that. And, you know, I can only imagine, you know, little girls in India, little girls in Jamaica, immigrants here in the United States thinking, wow, you know, that nothing is impossible.
Right.
And that is obviously the beauty of America and certainly what it represents. And, I think it's incredibly exciting, and you know, it's wonderful, Tranya. I have been getting messages from people, and even just seen tweets that have gone out with people taking pictures of your beautiful portrait on the building, which is, I should mention, at 1509 16th Street. Mm-hmm. So just a few blocks up from the White House. If you are in the DC area and you want to stroll by, obviously, you know, it's hard to get around Washington these days with so much security, but it will be up in the weeks and months to come, so you can obviously view it. But I think that you know, what is so deeply exciting is to see how people who don't even know Vital Voices are sending out messages about it and saying it's wonderful to see these preparations of hope and celebration. So thank you for bringing that to us at Vital Voices and really to all of us. I only have one last question for you. And really that's the question that I ask to all the women we interview as part of this series. And that's, you know, what is your power and how do you use it to empower?
My power is my ability to communicate messages through my art and with the use of the vibrant colors and storytelling. I like to share that. I like to just keep creating that and putting that out there for everyone to see and experience and enjoy.
It's so wonderful. You're such an inspiration and such a gift. And I hope that you also receive incredible messages today. And we should also just ask for those people who want to follow you, who want to support you, who want to take a look at your art. You have a website. I would assume you also have a social media handle that they could follow.
I do. My Instagram is Tron Mask, and my website is TroniaGallery.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we're really looking forward to, obviously, the day and the weeks and the months and the years to come, and hopefully the wonderful impact that I think First Madam President will bring to all of us, and certainly your beautiful artwork.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this special edition of the Vital Voices podcast. If you'd like to support our work with women leaders who use their power to empower others, you can donate to Vital Voices on our website at vitalvoices.org, or you can text VITAL to 41444. That's VITAL to 41444. See you next week.